broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Nope, not at all. You know, I didn't do it for me. I did it for the kid.
Come in.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver, man.
When I think about it, it's like I'm trapped in a dark place.
So that's what we want, is a secure and sovereign nation.
Thick, juicy burger.
That's very tough to swallow.
Wow. World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what the hell it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go through the looking glass every night to find it. Going places other talk shows wish they could, but can't. 877-876-PHIL. And on the line with us is Mr. Stephen Bozell as we continue our discussion about really parental responsibility. A drunken father in Pasadena, California over the weekend left a three-year-old boy in a car seat sitting in the car for 25 hours alone. This baby was alone as the father was passed out drunk in police custody. The mother was at home sleeping. And nobody knew where the kid was until a good Samaritan, a resident of the area, found this child. We're talking with Mr. Bozell, and we have been discussing with him his experience with this, his flirtation with this. His solution is that we need more police scouts or volunteer police explorers or this kind of thing, so that when it happens, we've got people in the area, canvassing the area, already boots on the ground, if you will, looking for the child. But what about the drunken dad? What about the mother that's at home after dancing the night away at the wedding? What is the culpability of these people? We'll talk about that coming up. 877-876-PHIL on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And our affiliate spotlight tonight, by the way, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, WZTK 101.1 FM. And in Yakima, Washington, KBBO 980 AM. And, of course, our affiliate list is available to you at philhendryshow.com. PhilHendryShow.com, where you can also check out everything else that we got there for you. Let me get Mr. Bozell back up on the line here. Our number again, 877-876-PHIL. And Steve, where we left off, you've been taking a lot of people, and I fear, sir, that you need to answer this question a little bit better about your responsibility.
Henry, I take full responsibility. I should not have drunk that much. I understand my boy was with me. I love my son, and my son down today is a 13-year-old boy, and he's doing fine. I was a younger man then. I drank, and everyone drinks at weddings. I drank at weddings, and I think it's unfair for so many people to be calling your program this evening, people who you and I both know will drink and drink to the point of being sick at a wedding, and yet they're telling me how I'm supposed to live my life. And I have not also brought up the fact, sir, that while this is happening all over America, and I was sick the next day wondering where my son was, it took the police until 2:30 in the morning to find this child. Now, that child was left on a wall near the establishment I told you about.
This Jumbo's Clown Room?
Yes, sir. The wedding was a very prominent affair. Everyone knew that it was happening in the area. And everyone knew that I was in the area, and my friend, and we were all there. And yet, the police are taking their good, sweet time.
And you're serious about this, huh?
What's that, sir?
You're telling me that the police took their sweet time finding your kid. Your kid...
No, sir, please understand, I'm not blaming, but I am saying this. Once it was established that I was drunk, and once it was established that my wife is going to go home and pass out, okay, that's a fact, and that's a cruel fact, and I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it one bit, sir. Not one bit. I'm not proud of my actions. I'm not proud of the behavior of my wife. I'm not proud of my friend who is talking about losing cocaine in the middle of a strip club, and I've got my son in a bag, next to him. Not in a bag, but he's in like in a car.
Car seat.
Yes, sir, in a car seat. But, okay, after all of that is established, how I screwed up and how my wife did too, the police now got to come in and take over, and it took until 2:30 in the morning.
And what time of day was it that you feel you lost your son?
I don't remember. I blacked out.
Well, I mean, you have no idea.
No, I know it was probably the wedding started at 4. It was over, and we were drinking. I mean, we were into a good, solid we were hitting our swerve, you know, probably about six. So I have to, in order for me to black out, and I'm not proud of this, sir. I'm just, you're asking me a question.
Okay.
I must have been drinking from six, probably it was about 8:30 or 9.
8:30 or 9 when you went over to Jumbo's Clown Room?
Yes, sir.
So your son was out on a wall for 4 hours?
Yes, and that's what I'm saying, that the police did not do how it was that they're supposed to do. And I've admitted my culpability, and I'll go you one better, Mr. Henry.
You've admitted your culpability to the extent that you were irresponsibly intoxicated. Your wife was dancing. She's gone. And you say now that you've admitted that. Now everything's good, and now let's put it on where it really belongs, on the police.
No, sir. I'm not saying that at all. And I was.
Well, that's exactly what you just said.
No, sir. I was going to say I'm even more culpable and more responsible because what I'm going to say now, I'm not proud of at all, that my wife and I, she was pregnant before we got married, and I was very, very intoxicated on Yukon Jack, and I will never forget it, because I can't drink Yukon Jack now. I was very intoxicated on a bottle of Yukon Jack and Jägermeister on the night that my son was conceived. I'm not proud of that at all. And I was sick like an animal the next day. But I take responsibility for that. That my son was conceived on a night where I remember vomiting. It was just solid green.
All right, sir.
I apologize.
Okay, I get it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you were drunk the night your boy was conceived. You were drunk the night you and your wife had made love and your son was... You weren't married. You're drunk this night. You're drunk. Do you drink now?
I don't. No, not in the way that you're thinking. No, sir.
Well, you probably shouldn't drink at all.
Mr. Henry, let me just say something. I filed a lawsuit against the San Bernardino Sheriff as a result of them not finding my son until 2:30. I took a proactive step. I know that I shouldn't have been drinking, but I took a proactive step.
What did you sue them for?
I sued them for negligence.
877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. What did you sue them for?
I sued them for dereliction of duty.
For not finding your kid until 2:30. Did you win?
Yes, I did win. Yes, I did. I feel I won. Yes, sir.
What do you mean you feel you won? Did you sue for damages?
Yes, sir, I did.
Did you collect damages?
You know, did I collect damages? You know, Mr. Henry, there's some things in life that are more important than money, okay? But, yeah, I got them good.
And did you win the case?
Yes, I did. In my mind, I did. And in all of my friends.
Okay, well, that sounds to me like you didn't. 877.
No, sir. Yes, I did, sir. Yes, I did.
Well, did you collect damages?
Are you saying, what do you mean?
Did you sue for money?
Yes, sir.
Did you collect money?
I will.
And well, it's been 13 years.
Well, you know, I won, and you can say what you want, I won.
Okay, that means you lost, sir.
No, sir, I didn't. I won.
Well, okay. 877-876-PHIL. Let's get to a phone call here. Stephen Bozell on this child that was lost and the responsibility of parents. Mary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Mary? Do we have Mary on the line? No? All right. Let's go to another phone call. We have Jimmy. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have six kids, ranging in age from 12 to 2. And I drink. I'm not going to lie about it. I drink.
But why do you have that many kids?
I put my responsibility where it should be. My kids are my first responsibility. I am not going to choose any kind of beer, wedding, I don't care what it is, over my children. My children are my life, and I have my children.
I totally agree. I totally agree with that.
I'm not going to go out and get so drunk that I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what my kids are doing. For all I know, they're going to be out playing in traffic. And I'm in some godforsaken place drinking.
My son was with me, sir. And we was at a wedding, and his mother was there. And these are people that we knew. And these are my friends.
If you're in a strip joint drinking, your son's not with you. You have no idea what your son is doing. Somebody could have grabbed him.
No, my son was with me, sir. No, my son was with me. He was in the car seat with me.
So you took the car seat into the strip club?
Well, yeah, that's after we left. We left the club, and I was telling my friend about his cocaine addiction, and I put my son on a wall.
See, what we have here, Jimmy, if you'd mind, this gentleman...
Well, don't talk about me like I'm not here, Mr. Henry.
Hold on for a minute. This gentleman goes into a strip club after the reception, takes his son with him in the car seat. His friend says something about cocaine. He gets his friend out of the club and starts some, intercession or however, starts talking to his friend about his drug addiction, puts his son on a wall, forgets his son is there, and takes his friend back to his car.
Okay, do you mind if I talk for myself?
Isn't that what you told me?
Yeah.
So,
intervention, that's the word. You're doing an intervention. You're drunk out of your mind talking to your friend about cocaine?
This guy, he had two federal warrants out for...
Oh, who cares? Go ahead, sir.
To me, it don't make sense. I've been close.
I understand. Yes, sir.
But I'm not going to take my kids anywhere near them filthy places. You don't know what kind of person's going to be around there.
Yeah, but this place is a landmark in the Los Angeles area. It's called Jumbo's Clown Room up in the valley. And it's a place that my son would probably go to.
I live out in the country.
So whatever.
Well, no, what I'm saying is it's a landmark strip club. And
what do you mean your son will probably go there?
When he's old enough.
Well, all right, Jimmy, go ahead. Wrap up, man.
To my kids, they will be nowhere near that place, and I am not going to choose anything before my kids.
It's a very classy joint.
Yes.
It's got a red carpet going to it.
You got
my
a, kids what do you call it?
Are my
you
first
in the country?
Priority.
What do you have in the country? You got no strip joint in the country. What do you do? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, the guy lives in the country, doesn't need a strip joint out there. Anyway, thanks very much, Jimmy. 877, very well said, sir. 877-876-PHIL. And on the line with me is Mr. Stephen Bozell.
If I could interrupt, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
I've listened for the last hour and a half, and I would hope that your presentation could be a little bit more balanced than just every person who calls to argue with me. You take their side, very good call, and it's very obvious to the audience what you're doing, and I think that the audience knows what I'm having to deal with here, and I think they know that this is very biased, and you continually refuse to put up calls that agree with me.
But, sir, I'm not doing anything. My screener is screening the calls that come in,
Yeah, but everyone, you say, thank you, good call, and you haven't said that to me.
Okay, hang on for a minute, okay?
Whatever.
877-876-PHIL. If you have your infant child with you, even if you're at a wedding, even if your wife wants to dance to the Gloria Gaynor I Will Survive song, even if you've had shots and beers, you have to take care of your baby. Or should you? Is it the responsibility of the police? That's what Mr. Bozell is claiming, and he sued them. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Whatever.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, what is this, sir?
Mr. Henry, this is the music to Jumbo's Clown Room. I don't know if you did hear it or not.
Okay, so that's fine, and I'm just grateful for that, but I don't want to hear that anymore.
Well, the point that I was making, sir, is that I had sued the Riverside Sheriff in San Bernardino for not finding my boy until 2:30 a.m., and I take responsibility on account of my alcohol input. But I also sued them, and that is a very proactive step. And I don't think you've given me credit for that, but I do want people to understand that did happen. And I have a website I'd like them, that I want to kind of give out here
Well, we'll get to your website here in a moment, all right? But you claim you sued the sheriff's department. Did you win damages?
Mr. Henry, you know, it depends on what you mean by damages. I damaged them very good.
I'm talking about financial damages. You sued them for not finding your son until 2:30 in the morning, even though you were out drunk.
I've admitted to that, sir. I also admitted I was drunk the night he was conceived.
Okay, you were drunk the night he was conceived. That doesn't mean that you don't love him.
I love my son very much.
Okay. I believe you, sir. But I also believe that you've got to learn how to behave a little more responsibly.
Well, if I have to behave more responsibly, how come I sued the San Bernardino River... It's the San Bernardino Sheriff, okay?
And did you win?
I won. I did win.
How much did you win?
By self-respect and...
Oh, come on.
Mr. Henry, you want to put everything in the money way. I don't put it in the money way. I put it in the Steve Bozell way. And did I get myself? Did I protect my son? Yes, I did.
No, you didn't protect. How dare you say that? Protect your son? He was in a car seat, sitting on a wall. You know.
Until you have an infant son that you're responsible for, sir, I would suggest that you be more, sensitivity to what I've been going through.
What you've been going through, man. What you've been going through was 13 years ago. What you went through was you passed out drunk. 877-876 Phil. Here is, this is Annette in San Antonio. Go ahead, Annette, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Okay. Well, my comment to the gentleman who left his son while he was passed out drunk and sues the sheriff's department for not being able to find his son quick enough. I mean, here's a man passed out who left his son, and he still doesn't know where he's at either.
Would you turn that down, please?
I was playing. This is the music of Jumbo's Clown Room.
I understand. I don't want to hear that right now. Go ahead, ma'am.
And as far as any self-respect, I mean, the man, if he's going to go out drinking, doesn't need to bring his children with him or his child with him. He should find a sober adult, responsible adult to leave him with, and then he can go party.
No, ma'am. My wife and I had been invited to a... I guess you didn't hear about everything that I was saying.
I heard about it, and you got drunk, and she got drunk, and then you have a child there, and you're both drunk.
Hey, ma'am, we're at a wedding. I don't know, if you've been to too many weddings, but people do have, alcoholic beverages there. They have adult beverages.
Then you don't bring your young children with you and get drunk.
I would agree with that, except my wife had just had my son, and as women, you're a woman, you women want to show off a baby. Every time you have a baby, you want to take it and show it to people, especially at a wedding where other women are going to be. There's no way I can say no to
my children anywhere that I'm going to be drinking.
Are you telling me you've never taken your kid? Well, I find that hard to believe, ma'am.
I've never drank in front of my children. I don't take them to the bars. I don't take them to weddings. I don't take them to anywhere there's alcohol.
Ma'am, are you telling me that you don't show your kids off? You don't show your kid, your firstborn baby, off to your girlfriends? You never did do that.
Without alcohol.
Walmart? Not at a wedding?
While I'm drinking.
You're sitting there and honestly telling me you never brought your kid to a strip club. Never.
Never.
Why would she bring her kid to a strip club?
Right. I mean, I don't even know what it was.
I'm asking you to be honest with me now. If you're a Christian, which I'm assuming you are,
excuse me?
You never took your kid into a strip bar.
No, I've never even taken my kid into any kind of bar.
Why am I listening to this?
Alcohol in my home, where my children are.
Oh well, this lady's a Bible. She's a Bible thumper. No wonder. I would really appreciate if we could get some normal people, Mr. Henry.
This lady is normal enough, okay? She doesn't drink booze in her house, and I think that's very responsible, Annette, with small children around.
Too bad you can't do it, Mr. Henry.
This is not about me, man. 877. Thank you very much, Annette. 877-876-PHIL. This is not about me, Ace, okay? This is about you and your ability to hold a drink. If it's not just not holding a drink... Why am I listening to that?
Mr. Henry, I reserve the right to play the Jumbo music. if you're going to lie about me, then why can't I have my way of saying you're a liar, putting on jumbo?
Well, you ain't going to play the jumbo music. 877-876-PHIL, as we talk about a father leaving his son out in his car seat while he's passed out drunk. Who's responsible? He says, the cops. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, and we are speaking with Mr. Stephen Bozell. We've kept him over for another segment because, Mr. Bozell, your problem of 14 years ago has been revisited by another man, getting too intoxicated and leaving your child in a car seat someplace for people to find.
The child, and I was worried. When I found out the next day, Mr. Henry, and yes, I was passed out and I had blacked out. When I found out the next day that they had found my son at 2:30, I was very angry at myself for having been to that extent intoxicated, but I was also angry at the police for it taking them until 2:30 to find a boy who was left on a wall outside Jumbo's Clown Room, which is one of the more... it's a landmark. You know, you make fun and talk about how, you know, Jumbo's is a strip club. It's a landmark place.
I don't want to hear that music if you don't mind. Do you own a piece of Jumbo's Clown Room?
Boy, don't I wish.
Well, then quit playing the music.
But what I'm saying is it's a landmark.
Well, it may be a landmark. I don't know that a three-year-old or how old was your son?
Son was 8 months at the time.
Eight-month-old kid isn't going to appreciate whether it's a landmark or not. And that's what we're talking about. You also sued the police for not finding your son fast enough. You're, Mr. Bozell, with all due respect, you are exactly what I feel, personally, is wrong with humanity.
Thank you very much. And you're not on doing...
No, hold on. You're a guy that goes and gets drunk. Your wife goes dancing. You take your kid into a wedding reception where you've been drinking... whatever you're drinking, then you take your kid into a strip bar, then you go and you take care of your cocaine addict, cokehead friend. And
he was not a cocaine addict, sir.
Well, whatever his problem was, you leave your son, you know, like these people that we read about, and then you blame the cops. And I find that to be unconscionable. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Augie in Raleigh, North Carolina. Augie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Fine.
Hey, listen, I've been driving up here from Florida to North Carolina, and I've been listening to this for about, I don't know, a half hour, 45 minutes. Let me answer just a few questions that I'm going to keep hearing, I'm sure, for the next 10 minutes. Yes, I do bring my children to weddings, and I dress them beautifully. When I bring them to weddings, I make sure I have a place for them to go to sleep before I actually have a drink of alcohol. I never drink with my kids. I don't go to strip clubs. I do social drinking,
never
not around my kids.
You just said you drink with your kids.
I'm sorry?
You just said you drink with them.
Would I drink with children?
You just said you did. You take them to a wedding and you drink.
And six, Phil, here is Mike. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
That guy said that he took his kid.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Go ahead.
I'm all right, but...
Well, I wanted to make a point.
I understand what the point is you want to make. I'm listening to the caller.
What I've got a problem with is this guy's blaming everybody but himself for what he's done.
No, I blame myself, too, for getting... I also blame myself. I was intoxicated the night that boy was conceived.
Well, it's not the police department's fault that you got drunk... And, you know, the first responsibility as a father is to take care of your child. You knew you were going to this wedding, and yet you planned on getting drunk. That's stupid and ludicrous.
Why would that be ludicrous, given the fact that that's what you do when you go to a wedding, and my wife knew that, and the police know that, too.
The police know what?
I've been to a lot of weddings, and I've never been drunk at a wedding. I've been to probably 15 or 20 weddings since I've been of drinking age, and I've never been drunk. I've never seen anybody drunk at a wedding. And if they
really, I bet you, when you go into a strip bar, do you put your hands over your eyes too?
Hey, I've been to a strip bar one time.
And you put your hands over your eyes?
I didn't say I didn't, but there's no rule or law anywhere that says
you should
if you
have.
Go to a wedding, you got to get drunk and that you've got to drink. If you knew that you were going to get drunk before you went to this wedding.
How come they serve booze at it? Why do they serve booze at weddings? See? If they serve booze at weddings, you're supposed to drink it. If
you
considered to be rude.
There's people that, there's a six-year-old kid that goes to a wedding with his parents. By that rationale, then these kids should be getting married at that wedding, too, because you've got people that are getting married. So you're saying that because
what?
You know...
What are you talking about? That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense at all. It's
what
illegal
you're
for a little
make
kid.
Any sense. What
sure
you're
it
saying
does. If you're an adult, why do they have booze at weddings? For the adults to drink it. I'm an adult? Yes, I am. I go to the wedding? Yes, I did. Is the booze there at the bar that I see? It is. They want me to go and drink? I do. Nobody
the
said
problem,
to no kid, oh,
the
hi, and you're supposed to get...
The problem is not that you're drinking at the wedding. Yes. It's all right if you want to have a drink when you go to a wedding, but you don't need to be getting there slap-ass drunk with your kid in the room. I take a drink. I don't lie about it, but I'll be damned.
You said you never get drunk at weddings, is what you said, which I find very
hard
to believe.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. Having a drink and getting drunk is two different things. I can have a drink and not get drunk.
If you have a drink, do you feel the effects of the alcohol in your mind and in your life?
Do I feel the effect in my mind? Not after one beer, no. And
you don't
when
feel
I know,
it
do no, I don't. I don't.
Well, I don't know. Everybody feels one beer.
Well, what do you call being drunk?
As soon as you have a beer and you feel, you know, warm, you're drunk.
No, you're not. No, you're not at all. Drunk is when you don't have control over your motor sensory. You know, kind of a deal.
Motor sensory kind of a deal.
You know what I mean. Your equilibrium and all that stuff. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt, guys.
You don't have control over your kids either when you're drunk.
Right.
And that's what I've got a problem with. If you had control over your
kids,
they're my kids. The police
what are you worried about? They're my kids.
In it.
What are you worried? They're my kids. What are you worried about? They're my kids.
I'm worried because we got to pay for it as taxpayers. You want to hire more cops to be out there looking for kids.
You could get them as
Thank
volunteers.
All right.
Thank you.
Who are you going to get a kid out there? You're going to get a volunteer cop out there at 2 o'clock in the morning looking for your kid because you got too hammered on Jaeger shots. And
I sit on Yukon Jack and Grand Marnier.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. It's your fault.
What?
And the other thing is you're suing the cops and saying those cops didn't find your kid fast enough because... you left them on a wall outside of Jumbo's Clown Room, which is a historic place, and naturally you're going to take your kid in there. Unreal. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Paul in Boston. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
You're talking for me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bozell, you are a pathetic excuse for a human being. You know, it's sad that you have to rationalize everything that you do like that because you're an excuse maker. You have an addictive personality. What do you mean, no?
I did not. I took responsibility for going out and having
Yukon
Jack shots.
Yeah, and you're blaming the cops on it? You're blaming the cops because your son was left on the wall? Listen to your whole narrative. You're at a wedding. You're at a wedding. You blame your wife for bringing your child there because she has some psychological need to show her baby off to the women, to other women.
That's total garbage. That's what women do.
I don't know. That's garbage. Number two, she leaves the baby with you so she can go dance. It's her fault because she wants to go dance.
She
Number three, you bring your child to a strip joint In fact, I heard you ask the woman, she said, and you said to her, haven't you ever brought your child to a strip joint?
Yes, sir, I did.
Why? Yeah, I know, but why would anybody else want to do it? Doesn't make any sense. Then you talk about...
If you're at a wedding, if you get drunk at a wedding, you're going to go next door to a strip joint.
So what?
You've never done that.
That doesn't... No, I've been to a lot of weddings, and I've gotten drunk, but I never had my child there, you know?
Plenty of weddings have kids there. Every wedding has a kid there. You tell me you've never seen weddings with kids there. They're all over the place.
Some weddings don't,
but it doesn't mean that you, oh, wow, I'm going to get hammered. Let me take my kid in the car seat and take him into some strip club because it's a landmark place.
Mr. Bozell, see what you're doing? You're throwing it off. Well, you've never been to a strip club, or you've never done this, and you've never done that. That's totally bogus. That's totally beside the point.
I think that you, Mr. Henry, are the kind of guys that go into strip clubs and put your hands over your eyes because you're all, ooh, I better not.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I'm 61 years old. I've been into strip joints that did stuff you wouldn't believe. Okay?
Okay. You put your hands over your eyes?
Don't give me that gun. No. I've been to strip shows. I was in Germany for 2 years during the Vietnam War, and they had strip shows that you would not believe. Okay? So don't give me that baloney.
Did you go to the donkey show?
Okay, I don't want to hear about donkey shows, nothing.
Well, this guy's donkey.
I want to hear what this gentleman has to say. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, see, but the thing is, see, that's what you do. You throw the argument, you've never done this and you've never done that. That has nothing to do with what you did. I didn't leave your child there. You did. And you go.
You were telling me about all the good strip bars you went to, and I was telling you, have you been to the donkey show? And you said no.
I don't. That's beside the point. That's beside the point.
Well, then why'd you bring it up?
Because I go in with my iPhone.
He didn't bring it up. You brought up the fact that Jumbo's Clown Room is a landmark. You got an 8-month-old baby in a car seat that was left on a wall outside of a strip club. That's what people are finding to be ridiculous.
But this guy goes to some kind of a pervert show in Nazi Germany or wherever
they went. What does that have to do with you leaving your child out on a wall?
You go on to some perv show in Nazi Germany, you don't think that has something to do with it?
No. You're the one who left your child out on the wall.
He didn't go to Nazi Germany. It was during the Vietnam era. It was West Germany.
Vietnam era, 1969 to 1971. I was there.
I'll bet it was 1969.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you something else.
1971. Yeah. What I want to ask
tell you,
you
something
Mr.
else.
No. What
yeah.
I want to ask you this. Why? How are the cops supposed to know that you left your child on the wall when you were drunk? You were passed out. You said,
I was passed out in my car. And you know why? So I wouldn't drive and kill my son.
Oh, what a good father you are.
You see some nasty potentially illegal strip show overseas. And you don't let me talk about it.
What is it with you?
You
got to make excuses for everything.
That's the sign of an addictive
personality.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Bozell.
My name isn't Bobel. It's Bozell.
I know, and I misspoke. I'm sorry. What does this man going to the strip show in Germany all these years ago have to do with anything?
He said it was very nasty and potentially illegal.
So what? That's not what it's about. He's talking about strip clubs, and he's talking about going in as an adult man, not taking a kid in, okay?
Well, I'm not going to take my kid in the strip bar this guy goes to, God knows.
You're a pathetic human being. You really are.
I'm a pathetic human being because I don't want to take my kid into some Nazi, look at a hooker in Nazi Germany or whatever he was. Doing a ping pong trick. Is that what you saw?
No, you're a pathetic human being because you took put your son on a wall when you were too drunk to do anything about it.
Right.
You
played exactly.
What I want to ask you is this.
You went and saw the ping pong trick in Nazi Germany.
Nazi Germany was 69, Nazi for long gone.
The Nazis
but
were
who
gone.
Who cares? Well, who cares? I could have done all kinds of crazy things back in 1969. That doesn't make...
Okay. And
what you did,
no,
that doesn't that does not ameliorate what you did. Has nothing to do with
it. What? That's not even a word. That's not even some simple-minded little word you made up.
You don't even know what ameliorate means. Woo! Man.
What?
It means to limit. It means to limit or to excuse. Okay?
Well, I think you made it. I think that's some simple-minded stuff you made up.
Look it up in the dictionary. A-M-E-L-I-O-R-A-T-E.
You say the Nazis were gone by 1969? That's what you say.
Yet, no, that's what the history books say.
Yeah. You know, I don't know.
You, sir, are a sick man. You need help.
Why? I didn't go see the ping pong. Do you want to know who holds the record? If you think I'm... Do you know who holds the ping pong ball record? Nancy Reagan. God rest her soul. Okay?
Ping pong ball record?
What
does that have to do with you leaving your child on a wall when you were drunk?
I'm sorry for that. I apologized for it. I don't know what
you don't apologize for it because you're making so many excuses to cover your worthless butt with it. Oh, well,
that's fine. But if you go and see, you go and look at a hooker shooting ping pong balls, all right, forget it.
Man, you know, you got ping pong ball on the brain, dude.
I said Nancy Reagan holds the record.
Will you knock it off with the Nancy Reagan? Hey, listen, Paul, we got to take a break. I thank you very much for your call, your service to our country. Thank you, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Mr. Stephen Bozell. And
what, are you blowing me off the line now? I wasn't able to...
I had you on for almost 2 hours yammering your stuff about Nancy Reagan holds the ping pong ball record. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Right, that's what it's famous about.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, next hour is our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And welcome back to the show, and welcome to another week, and welcome. Our website is philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. You can go and get a backstage pass and join us. Join us for our video casts, our archive material, our news feed, all of the things to come, all of the exciting things to come. Now, here is a story that I'm having a difficult time with because I don't know exactly what's wrong with this. Sharon Angle, and I'm not a fan of hers. As a matter of fact, I'm not a fan of anybody running for any race in any country right now, let alone America. I'm having a hard time making my mind up about everybody. Anyway, she is a Senate candidate in Nevada. Sharon Angle told dozens of Hispanic high school students in Las Vegas last week, and this made the news. This made the Associated Press. Christina, oh, here we go.
Yeah, see, she's Spanish.
Silva. Anyway, she told dozens of Hispanic high school students last week that some of you look a little more Asian to me, inducing gasps from the crowd and marking the latest eyebrow-raising remarks she's uttered on the campaign trail. Angle, a Tea Party-backed Republican in a close contest against Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, met Friday with a group of Las Vegas high school students after students expressed anger with her campaign's anti-illegal immigrant message. In amateur video of the private meeting obtained by the Associated Press, Angle defends a series of campaign advertisements that lean on images of, quote, dark-skinned men. Now, in this video, captured by somebody in the audience, a group of Hispanic teens are told that some of them look Asian.
So that's what we want, is a secure and sovereign nation. And, you know, I don't know that all of you are Latino. Some of you look a little more Asian to me. I don't know that. What we know about ourselves is that we are a melting pot.
Yeah, I think the point she was trying to make there was that I wouldn't stop you on the street. I wouldn't think you're Hispanic. I'd stop you on the street if you were Asian and bust you for being illegal. Is that what she's saying?
That's what I think she's saying. Saying, oh, you don't look Hispanic, you look Asian. I don't mean I got to stop you.
Well, I think it's a, now that I hear it, yeah, it sounds real dumb. I don't know that, why even go there, man? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Angle, who is white and has Mexican grandsons, claims she did not know the people in the TV spots were Hispanic and makes the case that it can be difficult to pinpoint someone's race. She didn't know the people in the TV spots were Hispanic. It's difficult to pinpoint someone's race. Well, one thing for sure, you know whether somebody is dark-skinned or light-skinned. And so you heard what she said. You know, I don't know that all of you are Latino. Some of you look a little more Asian to me. In other words, you look a little more yellow, maybe.
I don't know, man.
We got David on the line. All right, let me just... David G. Hall is on the line here, our vice president of syndicate. Oh, we got a split. Sorry, David.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. We got to go.
I called in. You going to commercial?
Yeah.
You know something? This embarrasses me. It makes me look like an ass because you weren't happy.
Phil Hendry.